Hey guys, and welcome back to Where the White Coats Come Off podcast. We are Beth and Katie, PAs on a mission to help you get accepted to PA school. So if you are a pre-PA, then you are in the right spot. We're thrilled you are here and to be a part of your journey to getting into PA school. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something super exciting that we know you will love. If you're feeling totally overwhelmed by the whole PA school application process, then you definitely want to look into doing a VIP day, which is a game changer and so incredibly valuable in putting together your strongest CASPA app, landing interviews, and getting accepted to PA school. During our VIP days, we meet one-on-one on Zoom and write your entire personal statement, all of your CASPA experience paragraphs, match you to the best PA schools for you and your stats, mock interview, everything you need to have your most competitive PA school application. And the best part, you don't have to have a single thing written. That's right. We meet you on Zoom and you talk and we write. At the end, you have an outstanding and completed personal statement, CASPA paragraphs, and list of PA schools that you fit best with. You can absolutely get accepted to PA school with a low GPA or other not so awesome stats, but you must apply the right way into the right schools with your strongest application. And VIP days, you don't have to sweat it. We'll tackle them together. And our VIP days also include not only personal statement writing session, CASPA paragraphs writing session, but also a mock interview to help you crush your PA school interviews. You'll also get access to our exclusive application to acceptance course, PA school directory, and weekly PA shadowing hours you can add to your CASPA application. With years of experience working at PA schools and in PA school admissions, we know what it takes to create an outstanding application that demands attention. We pull out all the stops to ensure your application is not just good, but outstanding. There's only a limited number of spots available for our VIP days because we believe in providing a truly personalized experience, so don't wait around. Seize this incredible opportunity and jump into a VIP day with us. We will drop the link in the episode notes. Now on to today's episode.
How and why to contact specific PA programs and some things you should think about in order to stay really professional. So first off, why do you want to contact these programs, right? Your application is sent through CASPA, so why would you even want to contact the admissions committee? Well, there are a few reasons why you might want to. First off, you might want to update your hours or application. You might want to say, hey, I've got another 500 hours as an EMT, I have another 20 shadowing hours, something like that. The second thing is you might need to ask a question. Maybe you're not sure if your general biology will serve as biology 101, or maybe your class is called something like medical microbiology instead of general microbiology, and you want to make sure that this class fits. There could be a million reasons that you need to email the admissions committee, and that's okay if you do have these reasons. You just need to make sure you do it professionally and do it in the right way in order to not offend. Because I can tell you something, the admission committee members talk with the faculty members all the time. They let us know if someone has been unprofessional in emails. Sometimes we've even withdrawn interview invites because of the way people have acted or treated members of the faculty and staff before they even get there to interviews. So it's really, really important to make sure that you're professional in all your communication. So the first thing first, how do you find this contact information? Well, the easiest way to find out who to contact is to go onto the school's website. Almost all of them will have a contact us here button, they'll have an email address, they'll have an easy way for you to contact the admissions committee because we're really interested in our students and we want to make sure they can get their questions answered. Now, it's not always going to be a faculty member. Sometimes the director of admissions is a staff member, but they will know how to get you the answer you seek, they will know the information, etc. So the second thing to think about is when you're writing this email, you want to make sure it's very professional. So you don't want to use any slang, you don't want to use any text speak, you don't want to use any abbreviations, any profanity, anything like that. And I know this sounds like common sense, but we email and text each other all the time, all day long, and most of us fall into a casual vernacular because that's what we do with our friends and family, etc. But you've got to be really careful not to put that type of stuff in your emails to admissions committee. Don't put emojis or anything like that. Just be as professional as possible. Again, they might not care, but you might come across someone who's really offended by the casual aspect of your email, so stay as professional as possible. Second, try and figure out who you're actually emailing. If they don't have a name and you can't figure it out, something like Dear Admissions Committee is totally fine. But if you actually find a name of someone, go on their website. Make sure you find out, are they a faculty member or not? Are they doctor? Are they professor? Are they Mr. or Miss? So you want to make sure you use the right title. Some people get very offended if you don't use the right title. So for example, if they have a doctorate and you say Mr. or Miss, sometimes they do get offended by that. So if you can, try and figure out the title of the person you are emailing. Again, if you can't, you can always say to whom it may concern or Dear Admissions Committee or something like that in order to be safe. When you're signing your emails, always make sure to sign your first and last name. And I know this sounds a little bit weird, but we get a lot of students and a lot of them have similar names. And so just make sure that you put your first and last name on there instead of saying like, thanks John or thanks Jay, which you might typically do on an everyday email. Again, we have a lot of J's, we have a lot of John's. So just make sure that you actually put your full name down there. Another thing to think about is which email address you're emailing them from. Now again, 90% of the time this is gonna be fine, but you need to be careful if your email address is something unprofessional, right? So maybe your email address is hotchick64, right? Well, maybe you made that when you were in fifth grade, it was kind of a joke or whatever, but again, you don't want that to be your email address, so either use your school email address or come up with a Gmail, which is firstname.lastname, something like that. You just don't want to have an unprofessional email address. I've only seen this once or twice, but again, you wanna start off on the right footing, you wanna be super professional. So if you have to, if you think your email address might be a little bit offensive or might be unprofessional, just go ahead and make an email specifically for PA schools. And then once you actually get into school, they'll give you your own email, so you won't have to worry about that. So just a little tip there that I've seen. Again, most people, 99% of you guys will probably be okay, but if you're a little bit worried about your unprofessional email address, then you need to make sure you change that or use a different one for your contact information for your schools. Another thing you want to do is you want to make sure you ask your questions clearly. Sometimes we're not really understanding what you say when you email, and you need to give specific details. For example, let's say you were in the quota system and you're emailing a program who has prereqs and you want to see if your 4 quarter hours is sufficient to meet the prereqs for a certain course, well then be very specific about that, because sometimes we get inquiries into courses and we don't actually understand what you're talking about. So the more details you can give us, the better, and that way we can give you a detailed answer. Another thing I want to caution you about when contacting PA programs is you don't want to contact them too often. And I know this sounds a little bit harsh, but if you're someone who emails us every single day, hey, when are you going to do interviews? Hey, when am I going to hear about whether I got in or not? Hey, this, hey, that, every single day, then we're going to think, wow, you're already nagging us and you're not even in PA school yet. What is it going to be like to teach you? And that might be part of our consideration whether we offer you a seat or not. So it's fine to contact admissions committees, but please, we are really, really busy. We will send out interview invites when we are ready and reviewed applications. We will send out acceptances when we have gone over all of our notes and stats for interview days. I promise you, you will hear from us. So you do not need to update us every single day. You don't need to email us. You don't need to call us. We will let you know when you're ready. Now, with that caveat, if it's been a few weeks since you've heard, there's nothing wrong with sending an inquiry email. Something like, hey, I'm still interested in the program. I just haven't heard. Do you have any updates? Just wanted to let you know. I've been doing X, Y, and Z. Thank you for your consideration. Bye. Something like that, right? Something easy, something breezy, but still professional, just to let them know that you're still interested. Again, you don't have to do this every week, but if it's been a few months since you've submitted and haven't heard, or it's been a while since your interviews, you know, sometimes things can slip through the cracks, and so you can get in touch with us. That's totally fine. We just don't want you calling every single day. I promise you, you will be the first, well, I guess the second to know once we decide to offer you a seat. So to recap, any communication to the program needs to be professional. You need to use the right name title if you can find it. You need to make sure to not use any slang or any text or anything like that. And you need to make sure that you state your questions clearly, and then please do not nag us for a response. It's okay to get in touch every once in a while, but we do not need you to email us every single day. Thank you for listening to another episode of Where the White Coats Come Off. We hope this helped you, and we'll check you next time.
Thank you so much for listening and for letting us be a part of your path to becoming a PA. It is truly such an honor to show you what's possible for your life as a PA and to take you from pre-PA to waking up every day as a PA and living the life you dream of having. We are so grateful for you and for this opportunity to be a part of your life. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode and share this with someone who needs to hear this information. Keep up all your incredible work and we will catch you at the next episode.